Oriona, Book 1, Legacy. Chapter 3, Goodbye Neighbor. Val, Maintenance Bay, Level 11, Edge Point Station.
The screech of a poorly tuned grav lift stung Valunara's ears as she knelt beneath the cargo skiff, wrestling a spanner against a hydraulic valve that refused to budge. The air was thick with burnt coolant and charred metal, undercut by the faint sweetness of lubricant grease. This was her routine now, patching up battered rigs for people as strapped for options as she was. The pay barely covered a bunk and a bite to eat, but at least she stayed in motion, even if it felt more like drifting than progress. She threw her weight into the spanner until the valve finally gave way with a shrill, ear-piercing pop. Hydraulic fluid sprayed across her jumpsuit, leaving her arms coated with a sticky sheen of oil. "Well," she huffed, glaring up at the skiff, "aren't you set on falling apart?" A series of beeps behind her sounded far too smug. Val glanced over her shoulder at Jotter, perched on her tool bag. The old bot angled his spherical head, glowing lenses narrowing as he projected a hologram of the skiff's undercarriage in pale blue light. A small red timer blinked insistently in the corner, 2:47 over her estimated repair time. "Don't start," Val said, wiping a streak of grease from her cheek. "I said it'd be quick, but this pile of junk has other ideas." Jotter emitted a low, sustained whir, suspiciously like a sigh. Val smiled despite herself, wiping sweat from her brow and running her fingers through her short, curly hair. The hangar lights buzzed faintly, casting uneven glow over the patchwork ships crammed into the space. Voices echoed in the distance, pilots barking orders, other mechanics swearing, engines rumbling through test cycles. Yeah, keep judging," she said, rolling out from under the skiff and grabbing a rag. She tried wiping the grease from her hands, but it clung stubbornly beneath her nails. "I know when to call it quits on a lost cause." Jotter tilted his head and displayed a new hologram. A grainy scene of Val's grandmother, hunched over a cluttered workbench. The woman's worn hands moved with careful skill over a baffling contraption. Even in the dim glow, warmth radiated from her. Someone who believed anything could be fixed if you stuck with it long enough. Val paused, a tightness gathering in her chest. In the flickering image, her grandmother looked up at the recorder, at Jotter.
"That's the thing about fixing what's broken. You never know when it'll finally come together. But if you give up too soon, you'll never find out."
The hologram fizzled out, leaving a hollow space in the air. Val stared at the empty air for a long moment before blinking quickly and brushing at her cheek as though wiping away grease. "You really know how to get under my skin," she said quietly, pressing her fingers to Jotter's metal casing. "All right, I hear her." Jotter answered with a soft mechanical sound, tilting his head in a way that almost felt reassuring. Val exhaled, tossing her rag aside. "Let's see if this thing's got any life left for her sake." Sliding back under the skiff, she tackled a corroded coupling she'd been avoiding. After wrestling it free, she replaced it with a salvage part and tightened everything down, giving the undercarriage a hard pat. "All right, you hunk of rust, don't let me down." Once out from under the vehicle, she tapped the ignition. The skiff coughed and stuttered, then revved up in a steady rhythm that echoed through the hangar. A grin tugged at Val's lips. "Figured you had a little fight left." As she climbed to her feet, popping knees reminded her how many hours she'd spent crouched under broken machinery. A wiry man with a face like weathered leather hovered nearby, barking orders at a dock worker. His grating laughter carried across the bay, a reminder of how far from glamorous her life had become. He stomped over, flashing a grin full of crooked teeth.
So, it's running?
Val jerked her thumb at the skiff. It'll carry you just fine. Push it past 70, though, and you'll have front row seats to your own fireworks show. He eyed her, then snorted and flipped her a credit chip. She snatched it from the air, glancing at its meager balance. Enough to buy dinner and keep her tiny bunk another week, if nothing else. He climbed into the skiff, muttering curses under his breath. Jotter projected a list of upcoming repair jobs. Val made a face at the hologram. Great, more rust heaps, exactly what I was hoping for. Another projection slid into view, a job posting for a ship called the Oriona. It promised real wages, decent quarters, maybe a shot at leaving Edge Point behind. Huh, she said, tapping the listing. You seeing this, Jotter? Think it's too good to be true?
Crew contract offer, engineer position, Edge Point Station, level 12, Hangar Bay C, the Oriona.
Jotter beeped in a tone that practically screamed skepticism. Val snorted. Fair enough, but anything's better than this. She nodded toward the crowded maintenance bay. Jotter's sarcastic chirps made her chuckle. Yeah, don't rub it in. Let's get cleaned up, then check out the Oriona. Worst case, it's a scam. Best case, we finally get off this rust bucket. They headed for the higher docks, but a sudden shift in the crowd caught Val's attention. Station security had cornered someone, a kid barely out of their teens. Sleek, synth-colored hair, baggy clothes tied off with a golden string. Cuffs clinked against a bulkhead, a swirl of resentment and anger on the kid's face. Val swallowed hard. She'd seen that same hopelessness more times than she cared to remember. Jotter chirped softly. Val's expression softened. Yeah, I know, she murmured. Doesn't make it easier to watch. She turned away, focusing on the path ahead. But the sight nagged at her, the weight of it mingling with the glimmer of opportunity offered by the Oriona. Two sides of a galaxy she'd spent her life straddling, one scarred and weathered, the other gleaming with privilege. Adjusting the strap of her tool bag, Val weaved through Level 11's morning crowd. Her wrenches and spanners clinked a familiar rhythm against the power cells and circuit testers. 5 years of station life had taught her the sweet spots between rush periods, when the lifts weren't completely overrun with miners changing shifts or traders heading to the exchange. The lift bank's status panel flickered, 3 of the 5 indicators dark. Typical. Her eyes traced the exposed conduit running along the ceiling, noting the wear patterns around the junction boxes. New scorch marks decorated the corner. Someone's jerry-rigged power tap had blown again. A chime echoed through the waiting area. Lift C's ancient display blinked to life, the car groaning its way down to their level. That's when she noticed him, tall, with military bearing that screamed fresh arrival. His pilot's jacket hung perfectly squared across broad shoulders, boots polished to a shine that wouldn't last a day in Edge Point's grime. He stood at attention inside Lift C, one hand resting on the scarred support rail. The door screeched and remained open, inviting her to step in. But the memory of twisted metal and shattered cargo containers from Level 22 kept her rooted in place. Lift C was a death trap. She caught the pilot's questioning look as she withdrew her hand. His eyes held none of the wary resignation she'd grown used to seeing in station residents. He hadn't been here long enough to learn Edge Point's particular breed of caution. The maintenance stairs would add 10 minutes to her commute, but they'd never dropped anyone 22 levels. Val adjusted her tool bag and turned toward the stairwell access, leaving the clean-cut pilot to his gamble with C's temperamental systems. Some lessons about station life had to be learned firsthand. Her quarters were just one floor up, a cramped space that had been converted from an old storage unit. Tools hung on the walls in a system only she and Jotter understood. A half-disassembled hover drone sprawled across her workbench, each part carefully labeled for reassembly. The cot tucked into the corner reminded her how far she'd come from sleeping in hangars that first month. Jotter sidled over to his charging port, projecting her inbox alongside the Oriona job listing. Val fiddled with a spanner, mind drifting to possibilities that felt equal parts terrifying and exhilarating. "By the stars, Jotter," she said, when she noticed he'd already started cataloging half her workspace as part of their inventory list to be packed. He perched at the bench, spherical eyes blinking with feigned innocence. But Val knew better. The tilt of his round head betrayed his stubbornness. "We are not bringing the entire workshop." She used a data pad to edit down his list. And when it came to a particular spanner, a new hologram flickered. Her younger self, barely 14, sat cross-legged in her father's workshop. Her retro-styled hair framed a face glowing with unfiltered joy as she cradled a battered power coupler like it was the galaxy's greatest treasure. Her gaze lingered on the recording. She remembered that day, the triumph of coaxing life back into something discarded. "Real cheap shot, old tin can," she mumbled, though her tone was gentle. She sighed, dragging a hand through her gray-streaked hair. "Fine, but only because you'll short your circuit sulking if we leave it." She grabbed the power coupler from the bench, holding it up to his glowing gaze. "Happy now?" Jotter's eyes brightened. Val shook her head, a reluctant smile tugging at her lips. She slid the coupler into her pack and turned back to her cluttered bench, but the memory clung to her like engine grease, stubborn, familiar, impossible to scrub away. For a fleeting moment, she wished she could be that girl again, the one who believed broken things could always be fixed. But those days were gone, buried under years of hard lessons and scarred knuckles. In the mechanical quiet of the room, Jotter moved to her side, his blue eyes watching her with an understanding earned through generations. Val let out a breath, patting his smooth casing. "Let's get out of here before I change my mind." As she slung her pack over her shoulder, the water filtration unit on her workbench caught her eye. The device showcased her best work. Salvaged parts from three different systems merged into something reliable. She'd spent weeks calibrating the molecular separation, determined to give Aaron a filter that would outlast the station's aging infrastructure. The older woman's joints couldn't handle hauling water from the public purifiers anymore, and the station's maintenance fees for in-unit filtration were unaffordable. "Come on, Jotter," she said, lifting the unit with the care usually reserved for unstable power cells. "We've got one last delivery to make." The word "last" almost caught in her throat. She stepped into the corridor, crossing to the door of Unit 10204. The thin metal had long since lost its shine, edges rough from decades of use. Val had tinkered with it plenty of times, slipping in repairs whenever she could spare the parts. Aaron always pretended not to notice, but both knew the truth. The door hissed open. Aaron, hunched near a small heater, continued her weaving. Thread spun from recycled industrial cloth, somehow transformed into a glimmering pattern under her careful hands.
"Val, dear."
Aaron's face brightened with the same warmth she'd shown that first day, when she'd found Val cursing at her door's frozen mechanics. The deep lines around her eyes crinkled with genuine joy, mapping years of similar smiles. Her hands stilled their endless motion, the half-finished creation pooling in her lap like liquid silver.
"I wasn't expecting you today."
"Evening, Aaron." Val held up the filtration unit, fighting to keep her voice steady. It's not quite perfect, but it'll give you clean water for 5 years, probably more. The mineral balance is set for your arthritis, and I've added an emergency backup cell for station brownouts.
That's very kind, dear, but...
Erin's keen eyes hadn't missed the pack on Val's shoulder. Her expression fell into a look of understanding.
So you're heading off, aren't you?
Val swallowed. Yeah, got a lead on a ship that needs an engineer. Could be a real chance. She nodded to the unit. I'm leaving most of my tools in my room. Your grandson Parkus might take to them. He's got a good head for this sort of thing. Erin pushed herself up from her chair, her arthritis-twisted hands waving off Val's reflexive step forward. The same stubborn independence that had first endeared her to Val. She crossed the small room with careful steps that spoke of pain, masked by pride, and took Val's hands in her own. Her skin carried the texture of a life lived fixing what others would discard, but her grip held the steady strength Val had come to associate with home.
Listen to me, Val.
Erin's voice carried decades of Edgepoint wisdom, each word weighted with the gravity of countless cycles, watching souls like Val come and go. Her fingers tightened around Val's calloused hands.
You've spent 5 years here holding this station together with spare parts and sheer stubbornness, fixing everyone's problems but your own.
She paused, her eyes finding Val's with an intensity that stripped away all pretense.
You're a good soul, better than this place deserves. But good souls need to fly sometimes, or they rust just like everything else around here.
Val felt her carefully maintained composure splinter. 5 years of measured distance crumbled under the weight of Erin's words. I'll miss you, Erin. The confession scraped raw against her throat.
Oh, now don't.
Erin's smile wavered as she pulled one hand free to brush at her eyes.
You'll be too busy having adventures to miss an old woman like me.
She turned to Jotter.
You take care of her, you hear me? Don't let her work herself into spare parts.
Jotter's blue lenses brightened to their highest setting. He raised one arm in a formal salute that made Erin laugh. The tools. Val started again, her hand unconsciously reaching for her tool belt.
We'll help Parkus learn, yes?
Erin's voice was gentle but firm.
But don't you dare think of them as goodbye gifts. They'll be here when you visit.
The when rather than if lingered between them. A promise neither could guarantee, but both needed to believe. Val managed a smile, genuine despite the hollow ache spreading beneath her ribs. Take care of yourself, Erin. Don't let the station maintenance crews overcharge you. And if the filtration unit...
I'll figure it out,
Erin said, her chin lifting with familiar stubbornness.
Just like you taught me. Now go, before this old woman embarrasses us both with tears.
The corridor felt colder than usual as Val stepped out. She paused, her hand lingering on the doorframe, memorizing the sound of Erin settling back into her chair. The soft whir of the heater, the quiet clicks of knitting needles resuming their work. By the time she reached the lift, her mind was already spinning with thoughts of the Oriona. The idea of leaving Edgepoint behind, its stale air, its daily grind, sent a mix of nerves and excitement through her. Jotter was way ahead, projecting the fastest path, avoiding the worst of the station's crowds. All right, old friend, she said, her finger hovering over the lift call button. Let's see if the stars have something better waiting for us. When she pressed the button, Lift A responded immediately. Its indicator light glowed steady and strong. None of the usual flickers, which warned of failing circuits. The doors parted with a clean pneumatic hiss that spoke of recent maintenance and care. Val stepped inside. The deck plate solid beneath her boots. Maybe the universe is finally cutting us a break.